Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Delhi Assembly elections to be held in a single phase on the 5th of February. Counting of votes on the 8th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says draft digital personal data protection rules 2025 prioritize India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Bharat Pol portal and three new criminal laws will serve as strong mechanism to catch fugitives who flee abroad. Death toll from earthquake in Nepal-Tibet border amounts to 126, nearly 190 people injured. And government estimates India's GDP to grow at 6.4% in current fiscal. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on the 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of next month. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly. Briefing media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on the 10th of this month.
There is no evidence of unreliability or any drawback in the EVM. There is no question of introducing virus or bug in the EVM. There is no question of invalid votes in the EVM. No rigging is possible. High Court and Supreme Court is saying continuously in different judgments, no alteration in results is possible by activating a Trojan horse or a virus. EVMs are foolproof devices for counting. Allegations of tampering are baseless.
The Chief Election Commissioner denied the allegations of EVM tampering increased voter turnout after 5 p.m. and slow counting process. He reiterated that electronic voting machines are foolproof devices and it is impossible to change voter turnout data. Our correspondent reports that the Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule.
Over 1 crore 55 lakh voters will decide the fate of the candidates who will fight the upcoming assembly election in Delhi. Of the total voters, over 83 lakh are male voters, 71 lakh female voters, and over 1,200 are third gender. More than 1 lakh voters in the national capital are in the age of over 85 years. To crack down on the use of money power in the election, CCTV monitoring will be done round the clock at critical checkposts on the national highways and railroads. The helicopters of all parties, star campaign campaigners and leaders will be checked. The third term of the current assembly will end on 23rd of the next month. In the 2020 assembly elections, AAP grabbed 62 seats, BJP won 8 seats and Congress failed to open its account. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission also announced by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu on the same day. Reacting to the announcement of poll schedule, BJP President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda on a social media platform said the elections are a medium to keep the country advancing on the path of development and good governance. Talking to media persons, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said on the 5th of February, voters in the national capital will participate in shaping a new, prosperous and beautiful Delhi.
5 तारीख दिल्ली में बदलाव की तारीख है दिल्ली के 1 करोड़ 55 लाख से ज्यादा मतदाता उस दिन दिल्ली का भविष्य निर्धारित करेंगे और 8 तारीख को दिल्ली में डबल इंजन की भाजपा की सरकार बनेगी
Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav said the people of Delhi will vote for change as the AAP government has failed to fulfill its promises
कांग्रेस ने एक बेहतर सरकार देने का काम किया था दिल्ली को एक बेहतर दिल्ली बनाने का काम किया था उस देखी पर की पार्टी को मौका दे ताकि हम एक बेहतर दिल्ली जिसमें यमुना भी साफ होगी जिसमें प्रदूषण भी कम होगा जिसमें युवाओं को रोजगार मिलेगा जिसमें महिलाओं को सम्मान और उनको 2500 रुपए मिलना शुरू होगा तो ऐसी सरकार के लिए कांग्रेस को चुने
Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia expressed hope that voters will elect his party to form the government.
दिल्ली के लोग एक बार फिर से उनको 24 घंटे बिजली देने वाले जीरो बिजली बिल देने वाले नेता को चुनेंगे दिल्ली के लोग एक बार फिर से 5 फरवरी को उनके परिवारों को तीर्थ यात्रा कराने वाले डिफरेंट वेलफेयर स्कीम्स को ईमानदारी से लागू करने वाले ईमानदार और दूरदर्शी नेता केजरीवाल जी को चुनेंगे
Women voters outnumbered male voters in the electoral rolls of four northeastern states, Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh, where the overall gender ratio was much higher than the national average. Officials today said the final electoral rolls of the four northeastern states, released by the Election Commission yesterday as part of a special summary revision 2025, showed this trend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritise India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The Ministry has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders until the 18th of next month through the MyGov platform. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with President of the European Council, Antonio Costa. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both are committed to working closely together to further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership, including in the areas of technology and trade and investments. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're with us on the news at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Bharat Poll portal and the three new criminal laws will serve as a strong mechanism to catch fugitives who flee abroad. Launching the Bharat Poll portal in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said it will play a significant role in crime control by connecting investigative agencies and the police of all states to the Interpol network of 195 countries.
भारत पोल के पांच प्रमुख मॉड्यूल कनेक्ट इंटरपोल नोटिस रेफरेंसेस ब्रॉडकास्ट और रिसोर्सेस ये पांचों मॉड्यूल हमारी सभी कानून प्रवर्तन एजेंसियों को एकल मंच पर सहायता करने का एक सुंदर टेक्निकल मंच ये भारत पोल है.
Developed by the Central Bureau of Investigation, the Bharat Poll portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath, along with senior officials of the ministry, were present at the meeting. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam 2023 came into force in July last year. The centre has emphasised that there is no cause for concern for the public from the human metapneumovirus HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the States and Union Territories, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases, along with the public health measures for their management. The Secretary has advised states to strengthen and review the surveillance of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infections. India and Malaysia have agreed to deepen cooperation in counter-terrorism and de-radicalization, cyber-security, defense industry and maritime security. During the first India-Malaysia security dialogue in New Delhi today, both countries explored ways to enhance cooperation in critical minerals and rare earths. The death toll in the earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has mounted to 126. Chinese official media Xinhua reported that 188 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region this morning. The epicenter was located at a depth of 10 kilometers in Tibet Autonomous Region near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across northern India, affecting areas such as Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. No casualties or property damage has been reported in the country so far. India has expressed condolences at the loss of life and property caused by the earthquake in the Tibet Autonomous Region. India's gross domestic product, GDP, is projected to grow at 6.4% in the current financial year, according to the first advance estimates of the annual gross domestic product for the current fiscal released by the National Statistics Office of Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today. Nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 9.7%. In the previous fiscal, the provisional estimate of GDP growth rate has been estimated at 8.2%, while the nominal GDP growth rate is estimated at 9.6%. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended in positive territory. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, gained 234 points, or 0.3% to close at 78,199. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, added 92 points, almost 0.4%, to settle at 23,708. In the foreign exchange market, the rupee today appreciated by 11 paise to settle at 85 rupees and 72 paise against the US dollar. Brent crude was trading up at $77.03 per barrel, according to the latest reports. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
Farmers from Delhi today met Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in the national capital. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Singh said the farmers are unable to avail the benefits of various schemes launched by the central government in the national capital. The minister added that he has written a letter to Delhi Chief Minister Atishi in this regard.
Ke jo Bharat Sarkar ki kisan kalyan ki yojanaen hain, उनको आप दिल्ली के किसानों के लिए लागू करो, आप प्रस्ताव भेजो, ये पैसा ले जाओ और किसानों तक योजनाओं का लाभ पहुंचाओ.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today unveiled the Government of India calendar for 2025 in New Delhi. The government has chosen Jan Bhagidari Se Jan Kalyan as the central theme for its 2025 calendar, highlighting the ethos of transformative governance. A severe cold wave and dense fog has enveloped North India. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very dense fog conditions over the northern part of the country for the next 4 days. The movement of several trains and flights were also affected in the northern region of the country. Around 25 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 5 to 6 hours. Around 50 flights at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi were delayed due to fog. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has emphasized on employing a 360-degree approach to improve the Indian sports ecosystem with consolidated efforts from concerned stakeholders. The minister said this while chairing the 152nd Mission Olympic Cell meeting in New Delhi today. Talking to media after the meeting, Dr. Mandavia said India has started preparations for the Olympic 2028 and a strategy is being made to ensure the athletes give their best performance in the games.
आने वाले दिनों में टैलेंट को आइडेंटिफाई करके उसका नर्चर कैसे करना और नर्चर करके टॉप के तहत उसको नेशनल और इंटरनेशनल प्लेटफॉर्म पर एक्सपोजर देके ओलंपिक्स और इंटरनेशनल चैंपियनशिप में हमारे एथलीट सफल रहे इस विषय पर डिटेल डिस्कशन हुआ.
After the meeting, Chief National Coach for the Indian Badminton Team, Pulela Gopichand, said the last 10 years have been phenomenal for Indian sports. In badminton, India's women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the pre-quarterfinal of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She defeated Thailand's Ornicha Chong Sathaporn and Sukhita Suvachai in straight games. In men's singles, match between Lakshya Sen and Taiwanese player Chi Yu Zhen will be played tonight. Several matches scheduled for today were postponed due to a leaking roof at the venue. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Delhi Assembly elections to be held in a single phase on the 5th of February, counting of votes on the 8th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritise India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Bharat Poll portal and 3 new criminal laws will serve as a strong mechanism to catch fugitives who flee abroad. Death toll from earthquake in Nepal-Tibet border mounts to 126, nearly 190 people injured. And government estimates India's GDP to grow at 6.4% in current fiscal. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.